The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
I think. Okay, so this is a Torah Way shiur. Start your day the Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, 14th of May, Chos Iyar, Tosh Shin Pei. And we're in Megillat Rus, and we studied. Yes, last time we looked at Perek Aleph, and we began to realize that what Rus introduces, it starts in say Moav, in the fields of Moav, and introduces the problem really of Chesed, the challenge of Chesed, because it takes us back to light. And what Rus therefore does is it begins with a famine where they run away to stay Moav to avoid having to give Chesed, and this really was the issue all along. The light left Avram, the Gamla Light Ha'elech Avram. He was the busha from being a recipient of Chesed, and that exactly was the issue. This whole we saw last time the entire issue really that Chesed itself raises. And normally raise it to Rus, and this problem of how can you actually receive Chesed without being crushed by it? That's really our problem. That's really the issue that we need to address. And we said that at the end, that the Rus was a Shava Mistemayov. She's actually coming back from Mistemayov, and she's one of the bravest that Chazal speak about. Akash Baruch says, I've got something great to come out of Moav. So there's a problem. The problem is, if anyone who gives Chesed takes away the dignity of the recipient. That's what's going on. Light doesn't want to be with Avram, doesn't want to be receiving his chesed, because he feels like a nebuch the whole time, and so he runs to the one place in the world that understands that, and that is Sodom. So having done all that, and Rus has been shoving us there, Rus has said, no, I'm going to be different, we now approach the second perek, and we say straight away, well, normally my daughter is shot, ishki b'chayim, mishmach hazeh, l'melech shmoy b'yav. That normally has this relative called b'yav, And that's obviously a background issue that's going to move to the fore. The Gemara identifies, Chazal identifying with the Navi Ibtzan. But the Torah says, "Ma'avi El Nomi." She says, "El Chonas." The Rus says to Nomi, "El Chonas." So I'm going to go to the field and gather grains. And then she has a very interesting phrase. Gathering grains was fine. This was the time of the harvest. This is the time when Leket Shikhan Peah, Matnas Anim, where a poor person can go and gather. But she says, Achasha Em Tachain Be'enov. I'm going to gather the grains in the eyes of somebody in whose eyes I find favor. And that is problematic. Why? Because there's no din of Mitzias Chain, of finding favor, in the eyes of a farmer when you're an Oni and you can go. Everybody can go. Every Oni can go and get Leket Shikhan Peah. So either maybe she didn't understand the halacha. But it turns out this is going to be absolutely crucial and link those first two. Okay, so Vatobel Lechi Biti, she says, yeah, no problem, go. Vatelech Vatobel, she went and she came. Vatelechit Vatodech Echoyakotim, and she gathered, gleaned in the field after the harvesters. And this sense of going and coming back, the Gemara Shabbos in Kuf Yud Gimel says that this was this kind of sense of hopelessness because, you know, she literally needed somebody to walk amongst. And the Medrash says she was making little markers. You have this sense that she's lost and estranged and vulnerable in this land. Vayikra Mikra, and of course, it turns out to be a coincidence, obviously, quote-unquote. Chalkat HaSadah L'Voyaz, Hashem Mishpach HaZali Melech. Exactly where we just are. Vayinei Voyaz Ban Beis Lechem, Voyaz came Beis Lechem, and again, Chazal said, come from the committee, he's just finished his shiva for his wife. Now this, he said to them, using Hashem's name to mevarich them. And this is the Gemara in Brachos that tells us that there was Eitlas Hashem, this was a state of emergency. You don't usually use Hashem's name in a bracha. To preserve this, the minhag of many svadim, as you say it in the aliyahs. But you don't say using Hashem's name in, this could be Hashem's name in vain. You don't use it in greetings. So the Gemara Brachos in Daphne and David says, no, this was an emergency enactment because he was trying to force the town to recognize the good in one another. This was basically, the people. Obviously he's got this problem of people where there's a lack of relationship and a lack of chesed and all that's going on. So, and the intolerance, we felt it in the first parak again with the nobility ish, any noble person was leaving Beis Lechem under the famine and they had to suddenly give the stock up, they were out. Or the way Naomi was made to feel when she came back. Or the way Ruth was made to feel like a real Moavia when she walked into town. There's a real problem in this town and how they treat people. And Boaz's tikkun is to get people to say, look, if I want to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to go via you. So Hashem Imachem. The pathway to Hashem is with you, Yivarach Hashem. Okay, so this is what's happening. So again, so now Bayam Boaz Nara Nitzom HaKotzim, he says, Lemia Nara Zois. Who does this girl belong? And the Gemara and Shabbos says, is that the way to normally ask the question? Does Boaz normally ask about women? And it was because he saw something very special in her, the way she was clean and makbid on her lochas and sinias and so on. And then she also, according to the Targum Yonis, and she's actually asking, which nation is she from? Is she really from Israel? Yeah, she's a Moabite. Right? Sounds pretty derogatory. Shovim normally stay Moab. But Tobin, she said, but then there's kind of a change of tone. Now it becomes very complimentary. So she said, please let me clean, gather amongst the harvesters. Tobin, with my other bike, and she stood there as after the shift on that she's been working so hard all day. And then he says, hello, Shomat, Viti, have you not heard my daughter? The child is, what exactly did he hear? You know, al tochi lil koik b'se'achar gamlei savorim. It could be heard that Boaz is concerned. It could be heard maybe because the beginning to now spoke very badly and changed tone, maybe because Boaz said something in between. But somehow he's saying to Ruth, you're safe over here. V'choyt is v'okim v'naroisai. And, okay, and then comes the part in Naich v'sol shei koitzu. So he's being very nice to v'alachta achrena. I told the boys clearly not to cause any problem for Misa, and if you're thirsty, go, you can have the drinks over there. You can go to the kitchen. And this is this point we expect to say thank you so much. She falls on her face, and she falls to the ground. So far, so good. But and then she says, why are you being so nice to me? This is interesting. She's like interviewing him, you know, I want to understand this. I'm not just going to accept kindness, but of course let's not forget she's from Moav. And Moav understands that Stam Chesed, as Rashi tells us in Kedoshim, the Chesed can be busha. It can be shame. She's not just going to accept Chesed for free, for like no good reason. And this is it now. And in fact, there's a remez over here that she understands what they're going to create is going to be more than just a giver-taker relationship. But the medrash and the Rus Rabbah, Lakireini, why do you recognize me? Melamech and Isnabo, there's some kind of nevuah entering a shul. Also, Lakira, Kedera Kalar, so they're going to enter into a relationship, into marriage. She partially or not feels this, and some element of nevuah enters into her. But essentially, that means that what she's saying is, I don't want to be the Nebuch recipient. I want some kind of mutuality going on over here. Okay, now this seems like very weird. Somebody's just giving you chesed. You turn around and say, thank you. You don't say, one second, I appreciate your chesed, but I'm not going to be willing to accept it unless unless you can actually demonstrate to me a good reason as to why we're going ahead with this chesed. So this is essentially what's happening now. What she does then is he says to her, listen to the response, and in fact he says, Ayan Boaz in part of Yud Aleph Yemel, Boaz says, you know what, you're right. I'm not just standing chesed for you. Who gave to Gadli? It's surely been told to me. Koyla Shah Osisef Chamaseh Acharei Moshe Sheikh. I've heard all the tremendous things you did for your mother-in-law after your husband died. In other words, this is not Stam Chesed to you. This is stuff we owe to you. You looked after one of ours, one of our own townsfolk. You let go of your father and your mother's house, the land of your birthplace. Now, where have we heard that phrase before? So he's obviously saying this is remez to Lech Lecha. You're a modern-day Avraham. Like Avraham is Ma'atchom, Malatchom, Beit Avicha. You've done the same thing. Do you think we're Stam giving you and see you as a Nebuch? We don't see you as a Nebuch. We see you as we owe you. You've done all this incredible chesed. You've looked after Naomi. You've become a modern-day Avraham Avinu. Right, exactly like Avraham Avinu. And I was the Sha'araka. People never knew before. Yeshalim Hashem Palech. You think I can pay you back for this? May Hashem pay you back. And may your reward be Shlema. And this is where the Pesik de Rukana says Shlema is obviously the loss of Shlema. In other words, he's hinting that, you know, I can't pay you, Hashem should pay you. But your right reward is you're going to be Zoicha to Malchus, to Shlema Melech himself, to build the Beit HaMikdash. You've come to rest under the wings of the Shekhinah. Right, now understand what this means. That means that she's brought the Shekhinah with her. You say, do you understand? Do you think this is about me thinking of you as a Nebuch and that's why I give you special treatment and you're this poor? No! This is about me seeing your greatness. This is about us as a Kehillah, as Beit Lechem, owing you more than we could possibly pay. It's about your brother Shechina, you're the modern day Avraham Avinu, it's a chus to give you something back. I tell you, man, she says, oh, em tzachin reinecha adayin. In that case, I have found favor. Ki nechantani, you've spoken perfectly, you've comforted me. Zachin dibarat aleif shikhozech, v'onoichi loy ehayek achas shikhozecha. I will not be like one of the shikhoz. That's what he's saying. That's what she's saying. I did not like, if you have said, the reason I'm giving to you, being so nice, guys, such sympathy for you, you should have said, thank you very much. Shkoyach, I told my mother, and I'm not going to a field where somebody just have sympathy. I want to be moitzachein properly. And therefore I interviewed you. I didn't just let anybody give me chesed. This is not stam. And you passed the test. You've by making sure that I'm not one of the shifchos, that's exactly what I wanted to do. Okay. So, when Boaz says, when it comes to food, and in fact that's what he says, the Medrash Rosh Rabbah says, Chas v'shalom, you're not one of the wrong, Amahos, one of the maidservants, Ela mina imahos, you're like one of the imahos of Yisrael, one of the mothers of Yisrael. G'shi aloim, come near. Now, remember that word haloim is something we already saw back in Shemois. When Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Al tikrav haloim, don't come near," and the Gemara Zvachim says that Moshe was wanted malchus. Why? Because in fact, it's also the Gemara Shabbos that this is a remez. The word haloim is always a remez to malchus, right? As we say in Shmuel Beis, the pasuk says, "Ki evisani at haloim," right? That's the lashon to you. So in other words, haloim means malchus. So Moshe Rabbeinu at that point was, Hashem says, you can't take Malchus at this stage yet. So he says, you can't come Haloim. So Geshi Haloim, come near, consciously as a Navi or subconsciously somewhere, Boaz is saying, come here, but he's essentially saying, this moment is going to start bringing Malchus into the world. And you should take the bread, dip in some
Kol Halashon,
the vinegar. So she sat there, and once again, the Gemara Shabbos, and Kosi Gimel tells us this, another remez to Malchus, right? Although here the remez actually is the potential of negativity within the Malchus, Dafka Menashe, but the point is that the Ramazim are very clear, all the way through a constant Lashonis that have been remez to us, that this is about to bring Malchus into the world. Okay, well, it's spot Lakali. So he handed her some roasted grains, batoicha, she ate, atispa, she sat by toisa, and she has left over. Okay, now, then, batokom lelakit, so she got up to glean more, and this time it's up, boy, as an orav, lema, gambin, and hamorim to lakit, yeah, let her do things you normally wouldn't, not like she can't pay her anymore, but, let her come with us, come into the main harvest. The loy tachlimur, right? No shaming her. Remember, that was the whole issue of chesed, is that it creates klima, it creates shame. The gam shot shoylila, and also drop them on purpose. In other words, we're effectively gathering with her. We're helping her. You know, she's going to be like a farmer, not like a poor person. But the lakid v'sadat ha'erev, v'tachboit ha'sher liketa, v'hi ki eifasayim. It's this incredible amount of grain she manages to accumulate. And Tisa, she gets up, she comes, and the mother-in-law sees, this is staggering. This is unbelievable. How does anybody manage to gather so much in one? The people spend the whole season gathering this much. And actually, as you know, the truth is that I've even eaten loads myself. I mean, this is just what's left over. Where'd you get such work? May the one who recognized you be blessed. And now listen to the answer. She says to her mother, the guy, the person I worked for today, Shmoy Boyaz, his name is Boyaz. Now, this is an unbelievable response. I worked for? Somebody worked for me today. What do you mean I worked for somebody? What, you gave somebody a gift today? What did you do? What did you do exactly in the field? CCMI, I looked after him today. And this is where the Medrash brings, the Rus Rabbah. This is Tanib Hashem Rav Yehoshua, sorry. Yoisem imasha balabayis, oisem ani. More than the balabayis gives to the poor person. Ani, oisem balabayis. The poor person gives to the balabayis. This is the makar. This is the source of that principle. This is exactly the point. Ruth said, the man I looked after today, the man I did things for today, I worked for today, Loyam Rasha after Imi, not the man who looked after me, the man I looked after, I gave to. Do you know how much good I did, Bishulai? Shechilani Prusachas, for which he just gave me some bread? Yeah, you think he looked after me today? He gave me some money. He gave me whatever, a nice donation. Shkoyach. That's great. But you know what I gave him? I turned him to a giver. I gave him dignity. I made him feel like a shutuf of the Kodesh Baruch. I made him feel the Tzadim Alakim. I gave him infinitely more than he gave me. What I gave him, money can't buy. I turned him into a giver. I turned him into Baal Stocher. I turned him into somebody worth creation. And you know something? I wasn't going to give that to any old fool who came along. I interviewed him. I went to the field to be Moitzah Chayim. He said he's going to give me stuff. I said, thank you, I bowed down. But I said, I want to know why you're Moitzah Chayim. And he had respect for me. He understood that he was gaining as much as he's giving. He understood that it was not so simple just to pay me. And that's why I let him give to me. And after I did that, so the guy I looked after, you're asking that question? Who looked after you? Oh, the guy I looked after, he's called Boaz. This is godless, because what Ruth is saying is, you see, you think, all along, you think there's a world of the giver and the taker. We're ani and we're poor, so we got to be the takers. But you realize your husband has this problem. And therefore, whenever you've got a world of givers and takers, if that's all the relationships are, then there's resentment. On some level, there might be positivity and love and a karasot, but on some level, there's always going to be resentment. The ani's going to say, you should give me more, at least somewhere deep inside. I resent the fact that you've managed to get wealthy and you're not sharing it. On some level, the Balabais can resent the Ani because, God, I'm knocking on my door again. I'm trying to eat supper and not a Mashulach on the door. You know, what's going on? Why don't you work yourself? All this type of stuff. You know, on some level, you get to Moav. You know, this is ridiculous. Chesed destroys dignity and turns people into Nebuch. It's a terrible thing. You know, it says, Loit Avram, look at what you've done. Chesed crushes us. It makes us feel like we're not human on the other side. Let's run to Sodom, who understand how terrible Chesed is, and produces Moav, who understands that Loit Kizmach, it doesn't come to give you bread and wine. They're anti-Chesed, these people. And all this stuff. And how do you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without being crushed? So, Adam Rishon used the word Anoichi. I exist only after he's done a chait. V'oichal, says the Gemara. I'm going to continue sinning. I need to sin. I need, if as long as I'm just obeying you, I'm just a recipient of your chesed. I just feel like a nebuch, a nobody. Mole busha, nama de chisipa, the bread of shame. I need to sin to feel myself. And the sense of crushingness and just being forced and having no dignity that they experience in Matan Torah. Kof aleim ha'kigigis. It felt like they're being crushed. Well, you got a choice. Somebody comes and offers you money and you're poor. What can you do? Offer you Torah and eternity. You just feel like a Nebuchim. So the greatest get out you can get of Torah. We didn't have our own sense. It wasn't a relationship. There was, there's Rus. No. You've misunderstood. You're thinking of a world of givers and takers. Noisnim and noikrim. That's not the world we're talking about. That's not the world the way it has to be. I can be a recipient, a makabel, and then technically on the transactional sense, taking from you, I actually give to you. It's like the owner comes to sell you something, and we don't really want the thing. So we know the halacha is a stocker, the greatest stocker, employ them, give them dignity, because it gives them dignity. But the point is when we give something and take something from them, that act of taking from them is not an act of taking; it's an act of receiving. It's actually an act that the taking is also giving. And the nekuda here is this: if you really believe what Rus believes, then in an act, what she said is, I didn't want him to have the shkafa of givers and takers. I wanted him to have the shkafa of together with sharing something here. We are between us creating a maisa of tzedaka. And he can't do without me, and I can't do without him. But we're sharing and we're receiving. It's an amazing, you know, first mission in Shabbos where it's the Oni who's giving to the Baal HaBayis. So this is exactly what's going on everywhere. And this is the principle of Kabbalah, Sotah, Moshe, Kibbal, Torah, Messinah. There's nothing we can do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always the Nebuch. But you know the one thing we can do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world to give. We can do those acts that allow you to give to us, those mitzvahs. We can do the work to be Mashlim Achasaron that allows us to be a kli to receive your goodness. We can work, you can give the Matan Torah, the man Matan Torah Seinu. But it's us who can do Kabbalah HaTorah. And whether it's Tikkun Shabbat Peh or Tikkun HaMidos or the Be'etzem Act of Saint HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're coming to take your Matana, we're coming to share creation with you. Hashkafiti, whether we come and get stuck on and we understand in our mind that we're doing a much bigger favor to the Baal HaBayis. Or we understand it when it comes to Torah itself, we're the Mekablei Torah, and that's Afal Pike. Kimu v'kiblu, hod v'kiblu v'meach HaShresh, the Kimu v'kiblu Ayodim, the act of Kabbalah. Maybe there wasn't the proper Kabbalah the first time. Maybe we didn't do it in the good enough. Moshe was Kibbal Torah Messina and Masori Yosha. Maybe Chari Saul didn't get fully into good enough Ashkoch of it. Fully seeing themselves Mekablim. And so it felt like just Kofalei Ma'akagigas. It's forced. And see the Maharal, the Lashonis he used about it, you know. And so the level to which it's forced is like a relationship that's forced and all of this kind of stuff. So ultimately, though, what's now happening is that Rus is teaching us this incredible sense of Kabbalah that only the Moshe had, the Zgenim had, the Shoistim had. She's teaching all of Klal Yisrael, the Meir Shoistim, be a Mekablim. And when you're Mekablim, you have the greatest dignity in taking the gift, in the Matana of Torah. That if you have a shkafa, that in this I'm mashlim the rotzon in Hashem. In every mitzvah I do, in every piece of Torah I learn, I'm allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill the rotzon he has in creation. Then I feel the shleimus in Torah, the shleimus in mitzvah. There's no busha. There's no na'amah de chisufa. There's no bread of shame. That's the oimek behind what the Ramchal says in Hashem makes us work for our reward. But it allows us to be, ultimately, the real point is that we're mekabli Hashem. And in doing so, we share in Maitre Bracious. Now, since the Gemara Shabbos, that any time a dying don din emes lamitay, Nasa Shutta, it becomes literally a Shutta with a Kodesh Baruch in creation. I'm a Kabbal the Torah, I bring it into the world, I fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. Of course, Hashem is the giver and taker, but it's not that. A Kodesh Baruch is the sharer of Torah. Loiba Shamayimi. He shares the Torah, and in act of recipient, we build the relationship. It is as the Tanchuma says in Parashat Kedoshim, it becomes a marriage. The mitzvahs don't become do these and you get some kind of reward. They become a marriage with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They become the deep relationship that Rus is being meramis to over here. Okay, so then she told me, Nomi, the Chalos, and Nomi says to the daughter, Baruch Hu LaHashem, Hashem, Lo Ozav Chasta, Zechayim, Et HaMesim. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not abandoned his Chasta, not with the Chayim, not with the Mesim. The living is her and Rus. The Mesim is Nachlan Kinyan and Elimelech. And obviously she understands now the implication of this is there's real, the you said the name Boaz, this is going to be real, this is going to be a relationship. And so Vatomel Onomi Korvlona Ishmagalenahu, right, he is a relative. This is the point that and she says Gam Kiyom Elayim and Arim Asher Li Tidbokin. He said that I should in fact stay with the boys and this is the question of exactly what's going on. It was there a little bit of she's not yet fully refined in saying that Lashon, or is she saying I don't think he wants to marry me because it looks like he wants to shatchen me up. But either way, she has him Adim Kilo Es. So the Hobbes could be a term, and normally said, Arus Kalosa, that the Toyf Bitiki Tatesi of Naroy Sov, good that you should go out with his with the maidservant, so the girls are life good, you stay there. And either again, that's a lesson of Tzmias, or I think what he really said is to go with the female harvesters, and that maybe there is still a mockum for marriage. Either a tipak banaris bayas, lack at the kalois ktera sa'orim or ktera chitim, till it comes the end of the barley harvest, is now the time of the ktera chitim, of the wheat harvest, which obviously means that we left Moav in Pesach, and now we're ready for Shavuot, or Kabbalah, Sator, Matan, Sator, Vatesha, Vatchamosa, and then she came back to her mother-in-law. So we see already in the second parak, Ruth has Taka given the answer we're expecting, that Chazal told her, she's one of the praydays, she's Shavuot, Mr. Moav, she's coming back with the answer to that, that vexing kasha. How can live in a world of chesed? Oilam chesed yibana. The chesed of Avraham Avinu. How could Avraham really do chesed? How can Avraham do chesed? How can we not be crushed by it? And she's teaching us the story, the secret of the Makabo, who changes everything. Who, in my very act of allowing you to give, it stops being givers and takers, and it starts to become the sharers and recipients. And that is the nature of the essence of how we can have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ashkofen in Kabbalah Satoya, and in Shemir Satoya, Shemir Mitzvah, in all of this. And then we have to see how that's going to lead to Malchus in the next Brokim, but Ezras Hashem, next time.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.